Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, khususan ala sayyidir rusul wa khatamil anbiya wa ala alihi al-azkiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. Generally, when we talk about the characteristic of sabr, it's in the context of all the bad stuff that's going on and all the difficulties we are facing at that point in our life. But today, before we talk about sabr, I wanted to spend a minute or two thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that He has given us. Because we can paint our life as dark and grim, that everything sucks, it's miserable, things are not good at all. Or we can stop for a moment and look at the favors of Allah. And it's this approach that the Quran actually invites us towards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rahman, He walks us through His favors. And after every favor, He says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, and which of the favors of your Lord will you reject? Will you deny? There's too many of them. So many of them. Right now, the fact that we are together in the month of Ramadan in a state of fasting, discussing Quranic characteristics on how we can improve ourselves, basing our discussion around the Kalam of Allah, the Quran, if that isn't a phenomenal great gift from Allah, then what is a gift? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much. Each of us is a king in their own perspective. Each one is a queen from their own perspective. And to that, for that we are eternally and forever indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many blessings of Allah that we benefit from on a daily basis that we can never thank Allah enough. There are blessings of Allah that we benefit from that we are not even aware of, that are hidden somewhere in our body or around us. There are people in our life that influence us, that care for us, that make dua for us, and we don't even know that they're doing it for us. Yet, when it comes to counting the difficult things that we go through in life, we have every one of them highlighted and all of our challenges clearly listed out. We know what we've gone through. Everyone is ready to present their complaint list to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to shukr, it's missing. It's missing. It's not there. And doing shukr effectively, being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, will first and foremost lead you on a journey of searching for the favors of Allah. Second thing, it'll make you grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Ya Allah, you've been so kind by giving me things that I didn't even ask for. Ya Allah, you favored me. You chose me to be close to you. Ya Allah, you gave me iman. You've given me technology. I live in a time, in a place where I can access knowledge across the world, because no one that's on the stream right now is sitting in the room that I'm sitting in. And the fact that you have access to this knowledge is another favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many favors of Allah, so many of them. When you start searching for the favors of Allah, you begin to dive into an ocean of shukr, where you just want to keep thanking Allah, because the more you reflect on His favors, the more you realize that what you have today has much less to do with what you did to gain it, and much more to do with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered you out of His kindness. And when you reach a state of gratefulness, it'll save you from the other extreme, which is becoming ungrateful, despondent of Allah's mercy, feeling distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jal has given me nothing. And this is a sort of attitude that shaitan creates in people. Shaitan tells them that God has given you nothing. Now the second muqaddimah, second introduction that I want to present before we go into the topic, is that it's important to understand that no matter what your challenge is, and I want you to listen very carefully, no matter how bad you have it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested someone else in the world similar or possibly even more. And I know this takes away from a common statement that we make, that no one can understand your challenge. But the truth is, it doesn't really take away from it, because your challenge is unique to you. But the reason why I say that you are not the only one facing this challenge is so that you don't feel lonely in that moment. It's not to dismiss your feeling or to dismiss what you're going through. Rather, it's to make it very clear that there are other people that are being tested by Allah. And if I may say, not just other people, everyone is being tested by Allah Azza wa Jal. Every person. You know, it doesn't matter whether they are, you know, hafidh of the Quran or not, whether they are an imam of a masjid or not, whether this person is the president of the MSA or not. These things have nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing them. The reality of the matter is, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah azza wa jal tests those people the most who are more dear to Him. And Allah tested the prophets the most, because they were most dear to Allah azza wa jal. And out of all the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most, because I am the most dear and beloved to Allah. Look at the stories of the Quran. Look at the stories of the prophets mentioned in the Quran. The context of every one of these stories is what? There was a servant of Allah who loved Allah very dearly, and who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loved very dearly. Allah tested that servant. Allah azza wa jal put that servant through difficulty. That man or woman didn't give up. They didn't lose hope in Allah. They continued to trust Allah. In some of the stories, Allah relieved them of their test in the world, while in others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to test them right until death. Right until death. However, in return, Allah azza wa jal promised them a great house in paradise. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us regarding the story of the wife of Fir'aun, how she was tested right until her death. And the last moments before she dies, she makes dua to Allah, "Ya Allah, relieve me of the punishment and the torture of Fir'aun. He's putting me through too much. And give me a house in paradise in return." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares these stories with us because we will all go through moments like this. And in these moments, we can't turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't end the relationship there. Unfortunately, that's where many Muslims are. They're willing to be close to Allah and worship Allah and say they're believers, make dua to Allah, read the Quran. They're willing to do all of it. Give sadaqah, go to the masjid, dress a particular way, live by the sunnah, as long as the relationship goes according to what they want it to be. But the moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them and changes the circumstances a little, they walk out. There's no serious commitment to the relationship with Allah azza wa jalla. Everyone can say they love in good times, but if you want to know the value of a relationship, see how willing someone is to love you when the stuff goes all over the place. When things hit the wall, when the relationship becomes rocky, from your perspective, from Allah's perspective, it's never rocky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you, as the hadith tells us, to elevate your rank, to raise you in Jannah. And it may be difficult to understand, but the truth is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would only do that for His servant, which the servant is able to deal with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never put a person through something that would crush them, that would break them. That's beyond the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something Allah azza wa jal promises not to do. So sometimes you may think that it's beyond you when you're being tested by Allah. But that's where sabr comes in. That's where patience comes in. To hold back and to not let those thoughts wander and roam and conquer you. Because this is the time when people lose their faith when they're tested by God. This is when they lose faith. All of the dua you've done in your life, all of the sajda you've done in your life, all of the dhikr you've done in your life was to prepare you for the moment that you were tested by Allah. Do you continue to do dhikr of Allah or not? Are you still willing to make dua to Allah or not? Is this relationship going to continue, or is this the end of the line? For the prophets of Allah, we see that no matter how long Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to test them, they weren't willing to give up. Because they understood in this relationship, they didn't get to dictate the terms. They understood the meaning of being an abd of Allah, being a slave of Allah. That in this relationship, I am the one that's humbled. I lower myself in front of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses what will happen, and I will be on this side doing dhikr, thanking Allah, whether He gives me or whether He takes away from me. I think of the story of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam. Allah azza wa jalla tells us in the opening verses of Surah Maryam, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ Zakariya, that he was old, he wanted a child, and he made dua to Allah for years. And he was so old at this point in his life that the verse tells us that his hair went white. When a person gets that old, even making dua for a child is considered shameful in the society. Someone finds out that you're still making dua for a child at an old age, they'll laugh at you, that you're way past that phase in your life. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, إِذْنَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. He continued to call out to his Lord with a soft voice. You don't want anyone hearing you. Because whatever it is that you're going through, you want it to be a secret. So you call out to Allah. Ya Allah, help me. Sometimes there's not even a sound to your voice, but your heart is doing all of the calling. إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. He begins to call out to Allah, my bones are gone weak, my hair has gone white, but I'm not giving up hope. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we accepted his prayer while he was in prayer. فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. In another place of the Quran, Allah azza wa jal tells us the story. So you never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's the essence of sabr. To stick to the game plan. And, you know, two things I'll say about sabr. The first thing is, when we look at the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, we see there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he tells us that Yaqub alayhi salam, when he was tested with the loss of his son, Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, Yaqub alayhi salam said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, that I will exercise a beautiful patience. So now the scholars engage in a discussion that what's this beautiful patience? Majority of the scholars of tafsir, while commenting on Sabrun Jamil, they said, Sabrun bila shikwa, patience without any complaining. Now, it's important to know, complaining about Allah is haram. That goes against sabr, that, oh Allah, you did me wrong, complaining about Allah. Complaining to Allah is okay. Because that same Yaqub alayhi salam, who said that sabrun jameel, that I will have a beautiful patience, also said, innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah, that I complain of my grievances and my concerns to Allah. So complaining to Allah is, Ya Allah, I'm struggling, I need help. Ya Allah, without you I can't do it, please come through. Complaining about Allah, Ya Allah, you shouldn't have done this to me. I didn't deserve this. I worship you. I'm not the sinner. That person's the sinner. They should have been the one that was tested, not me. Complaining about Allah, there's a difference. Now, some people, their challenges are very great. And they may not be able to pull off the sabr that's required for them to get through what they're going through. And that's why the Quran tells us, sabiru wa rabitu, that not only do you need to exercise patience yourself, but you have to be there to encourage others to be patient in their life as well. Teach them to be strong. Be conscious of Allah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may be successful. Be there as a support system for one another. If you see someone struggling, don't walk away. Go and give them a hug. Send them a text message. Don't investigate, because that's not your job. That's not my job. What we can do, though, is make dua for them. If you know someone's going through something, send them a text message. Hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Hopefully things are well. We are making dua for you. Hey, I heard that things have been rough in your household, so I just wanted you to know that we are making dua for you. It's that message that might end up giving the person the himma, the courage, the strength they need to pull through that sabr. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us understand our potential when He tests us, that He allows us to see the beauty in it. In order to enact true sabr, you must learn to master rida bil qada, being content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. When a person masters this, sabr becomes very easy. But if you are not content with what Allah has decreed for you, you will always be, you know, disgruntled with life, angry with God. On the other hand, if you're happy with what Allah has decreed for you, good or bad, you'll be carrying a smile on your face no matter what challenges you face in your life. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all tawfiq to understand this, embody it, practice it, and teach it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live with these beautiful characteristics. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.